Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast.
Oh, what a week it's been, hey?
Absolutely.
Lots of stuff happening in the world. Lots of stuff on the show. What do we do?
Well, we woke up.
What was on the show, though?
Well, stuff.
Like what?
Well, we had
guests. I can't even remember. This is the thing. You do 5 breakfast shows a week.
Yeah.
And they're like, the boss is like, hey, remember when you did this the other night? I can't even remember yesterday. last week.
Once the hour's gone, we forget. That's what it is.
This is what happens after you've been doing breakfast radio for nearly 20 years.
And you get after 40 years of age. That's what it is.
Well, apparently, I don't look 40, though.
Well, what do you look like?
29. I'm serious. This happened here in Mackay at BB Prince Stadium.
No way.
One lady said to me, you'd be about 29. When are you just a baby? I'm like, and the rest? And she's like, what? How old are you? I'm like, 30. And the rest? She goes, 40. And I said, 41.
Was she meant to be having bifocals on or what's going on there?
She was like, you look amazing. I'm like, I know.
Wow. Someone's trying to butter you up. That's what it is.
I love it.
Hey, plenty of stuff on this podcast. Mm. We're going to ask you a very quick question about maths.
The mathematics. The problem that I was sent from Mackay Christian College, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a bit of a tough one, actually. And magpies, should we cull them?
Oh, that was a big topic during the week. If you missed the show, this is what you missed.
Hooray for Hollywood. Hollywood.
We used to do Theatrical Thursday a couple of years ago.
We haven't done this in ages.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It's time to get dressed up in the wigs.
Well, somebody said to us, well, two people the other day. One was my mum, one was another lady who didn't even know that this was a radio station. why don't you do Theatrical Thursday anymore? We thought, look, we'll bring it back.
Yeah.
If it's received well, we'll run with it again.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. If you think this is worth doing again, 133353.
Okay. So today's movie was shot on Hamilton Island, or part of it anyway.
Yeah.
It was Muriel's Wedding. Okay, now before we start though.
Yeah.
This is the...
Which character have you got playing?
Wanda.
Which one was that?
Kathy Griffiths' character. I'm playing Muriel.
Okay.
This is the theme song, obviously, from the movie. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let me set the scene. They are on Hamilton Island for the getaway, for like a holiday, and Muriel stole money to go to that holiday as well.
Okay.
And we're sitting near each other, but we didn't realise we knew each other. Here we go. Action.
Are you Muriel Heslop?
No.
Yes, you are.
Why?
I don't know why. You just are. Rhonda Epstonel. Rhonda Epstonel. We were in high school.
You don't even know your own surname.
I don't even know the movie.
Keep going.
Rhonda Epstonel. We were in high school together. You dropped out in year 10. I dropped out in year 11. So are you married now?
What?
Well, you said you weren't Muriel Heslop. So if you changed your name, I thought you must have got married.
Yes, I'm engaged.
Anyone I know?
What? Who? Tim.
Who?
What?
Tim who?
Sims.
Tim Sims.
Oh, that's supposed to be your line.
Tim Sims. I said that.
No, then your this is the next line too.
Oh.
This is not going well. We're not going to bring this back, I think. You look like Cher, Dave.
Oh, if Cher's let it go a lot.
Look at the hair on you. That's nothing like her hairstyle in the movie at all.
Well, it's the only black wig I have. If I can turn back time.
Please get the fishnet stockings out and do that. Oh, my God. No, I don't think we're going to bring it back.
Okay, well, that was a fail.
Well, we tried.
Maybe it was the script. Wrong movie.
It's just copied and pasted from the script. Yeah. I didn't make it up.
Yeah, but wrong movie. We should have done a different movie.
What movie would you suggest?
Cheech and Chong.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
I just want to say a big shout-out to a couple of students from Mackay Christian College here in Mackay.
All right.
Sent me an email via our website saying, Dave is the self-confessed know-it-all of the breakfast show, right? When it comes to trivia,
right,
and like being the smarter person of the two.
Yeah.
So they've sent me something to send to you to have a crack.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Put me on the spot. All right.
Okay. So I want you to add these numbers up as we go. All right?
Okay. Sure.
Here we go. There.
Oh, 1,000?
1,000.
Is this? I feel like this is going to be a trick one.
No.
A 40? So it's 1,040. 1,000, so it's 2,040. 30, so that's 20.
No, 70. Don't write it down. You just got to look
at
it.
Oh, okay.
God. So you got it?
Yeah.
Read them out, though.
Yeah, 1,000, 40, 1,030. So that's...
Here we go.
Okay, so that's 3,070. 3,090. 4,090. 5,000. What?
Let's do that again. Hang on, no, don't do the maths.
No,
I want you to watch. Look,
well,
at the
that's
camera
what this
again.
Is, isn't it?
I'm looking. I want you to read out the numbers for the listeners at home. They can't watch you reading, writing.
Yeah, but I need to write them down at the same time.
Well, you don't.
All right, 1,000, 40, 1,000.
So what does that equal so far?
1,040. Sorry, 2,040.
Everybody, give Dave a round of applause.
I like to write things down as I go.
2,040.
Yeah. There's an extra 30. So that's 2,070. An extra 1,000. So that's 3,070. 20. So that's 3,090. An extra 1,000, which is 4,090. And an extra 10.
Yep. What's that?
4,090, that'd be 4,100.
You originally said 5,000.
That's because I like writing things down so I can see it.
But your mind goes to that every time. That's why you can't write it down. So even mathematicians overseas, when they look at those numbers coming up on a screen, it automatically takes you to go to 5,000.
Is this like a psychological trick or something?
It is a psychological trick.
Well, that's going to be
easy.
And
the kid said to me, Dave will fall for this big time. I said, no, he won't. He won't do that. But kids, you are absolutely right. Seems like you know Dave more than I do. 5,000, he got it wrong the first time. If this was the pressure test, we only take your first answer only. So 5,000, you're wrong.
How did you go with it?
I passed, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm. But in all fairness, I got to write it down.
Yeah, see? That's why I like writing things down. You'll see me scribbling away.
Just admit it.
I'm not going to admit anything.
Admit defeat.
No, well, it wasn't defeat because I still got... No, I got it the second time around.
See, listen to this. Listen to it.
It's like...
No. I said... okay, Harold Bishop is making his re-commencement again. Harold Bishop.
It's like your second marriage. You get it right the second time around.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, not good.
This is what happens. This is what happens. Every September, those birds come out. I don't know where I sit with the whole culling thing, though.
A lot of other councils around Australia, and including Mackay and the Whitsundays and Isaac councils, they've considered it as well in the past. They've tried to move them on, but obviously they...
When did they consider it here?
Oh, a couple of years ago, they were looking at it. I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, sorry. Because certain areas, some magpies, they get very, very territorial.
But I don't... It's kind of like to me, this is, I get they, you know, they can be absolutely a pain in the backside. If you can't move them on or relocate them or whatever, it's kind of like the shark net thing. Like you're going into their sort of territory, right?
But it's our territory too. We can't exactly...
Yeah, but I don't think culling is... Like, you don't just go, okay, that bird's swooping, let's get rid of it.
No, but some of them...
The one that tragically killed that baby, absolutely. Absolutely.
Look, you know where I stand with magpies. I don't like them.
Doesn't mean you have to cull them all, though.
Well, the ones that were on the back fence yesterday at about 4 o'clock
move
in the afternoon.
Move out of your house.
Well, that's a possibility. All seven of them are actually sharpening up their beaks. They were waiting for us all.
I don't know about the whole culling thing, though. I'm not comfortable with just because birds are swooping, they should be, you know, gotten rid of. But I don't know.
The way I see it is they've been protected. We get that. They're protected species. But they've just exploded in population over the past, 10 years?
Yeah, but can't they just do those, they've got those gun things that shoots nets to catch them and relocate them somewhere else?
But that doesn't work. They've tried
How do you know?
Because as they've been doing that for the past, what, 20 years or 30 years
I've
or whatever it is.
I've never seen it here, ever.
133353, is it time to start a magpie cull?
Right.
Debbie's in Strathdicky. G'day, Debbie.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think about this, Deb? Is it time to cull them or move them on or what?
No, I'm totally against magpie culling.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction. I think it's a horrible, horrible tragedy what happened down in Brisbane.
Mm.
But, you know, realistically, how many people die from magpie attacks?
Yeah, and that magpie in particular, I agree. Like, for closure for that family and that what they've gone through, absolutely, that needs to be culled, that bird.
But this has been coming for a while now.
Yeah, but I just don't, like Deb says, I don't think it's enough to cull every magpie. Let's try harder to try and come up with a solution to get rid of them, right? Or move them on, I should say, not get rid of them.
Look, I'm actually saying like a cull, not all of them get rid of them, but just keep the numbers down a little bit.
Sonia's in North Mackay. Sonia, cull them or move them on, or what's the go with the maggies?
Well, you know I have a magpie tattoo, don't you?
A magpie cat? Well,
no, I have a magpie tattoo, do you realise?
Oh, tattoo, right, okay.
Yes. Yep. So I'm all for leave the bloody things alone, walk away for a few weeks. It's not going to harm you to go a different way.
Mm.
They're beautiful creatures. Give me 20 of those over one annoying, squawky crow.
Well, yeah, that's the other bird that a lot of people are talking about at the moment, the crows. What is going on with the crows?
Yeah, but they're not actually attacking
you. They need culling. No, they're annoying. They're more annoying than an attacking magpie.
Mm.
Okay.
It's all right.
Feed them. You're fine.
I'm not walking around with magpie food while I'm walking around Palmetto Gardens.
I'll buy your bum bag with your little meat
in
the
bag. That's what gyms are for.
Thank you, 133353. I mean, it is sad, that story in Brisbane, and we don't want to put all magpies in the same category.
Yeah.
I just don't think we should be culling them all.
You know, Gary in Early Beach, are you backing me up here or what?
Yeah, mate, look, obviously the problem ones, stay clear. But, I mean, it's no different to what they did over at Hamilton Island, culling all the cockatoos that were a problem over there. Nobody said anything about that, so...
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, it happened quite a while ago. Population exploded over there because everyone's eating them, and they culled quite a few. It was all kept hush-hush, as usual. So, yes.
Yeah. Right. That's alleged, by the way. We can't really confirm that, so I don't know about it. But here we go. Hey,
Gary, what? Here's the
terrible.
Gary, should we actually have the magpie cull, or should we just wear bum bags and throw food? Like,
people are saying on Facebook, if you feed them, they won't attack you.
Oh crap!
Or wear hard helmets with all the zip ties poking out.
Come on, Gary, it's not a fashion statement.
I find
statement.
That more entertaining than anything else I've seen on the road, honestly. Those ice cream containers with the eyes in the back, remember those?
Yeah. I don't know. Just throwing out food, it looks like one of those Air Force jets and the flares that come out. You just start chucking food all over the place.
It just reminds me of that movie, like, was it Lake Placid, where Betty White was the old lady feeding that massive crocodile in the lake and it never attacked her, but it ate everybody else.
Really?
Because that's what I'm saying.
So what you're saying
is... I like how we're comparing magpies to alligators in a lake.
But... So what you're saying is we all should be like Betty White.
Just be nice to them. Something needs to happen, I agree. Because some of the locations where the swooping happens, Queen's Park is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Glen Park Street, very entertaining. But for the person being attacked while walking Glen Park Street, not entertaining at all.
Hello.
Hello, Levi.
Yep.
Jay and Dave from Triple M. Can we just say you have got some seriously ugly feet, dude?
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Are they your feet?
No, they're my grandfather's feet.
Doesn't matter. No. You've still won it.
Oh, thank you very much. That is excellent.
Your granddad has the ugliest feet I've ever seen in my life.
And they actually look a little bit better because Miani's been putting cream on them.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's excellent. I'll have to ring him and let him know now.
And he needs a pedicure too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We'll book that in for him for Father's Day.
Hey, Levi, this is not hereditary by any chance, is it? You haven't got some ugly toes there too?
Well, I bloody hope not, to tell you the truth. That'd be horrible.
Well, you've got the brand new barbecue, all thanks to our good mates at Porter's Minor Tent and the meat tray as well for Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. No,
well, thank thank you, grandfather, for having disgusting feet.
I told him yesterday when he got in the top five, and he's like, "Oh, far out."
Well, congratulations, mate. You let him pass that information on to him, hey?
Oh, will do. Right, thank you very much.
Stay there for a second. We'll grab some more details from you. There you go. Congratulations to everybody who made it into the draw too, by the way. Can we say 20,000 people have been entering, commenting, and getting their people to register ugly feet. Ridiculous.
Who would have thought? Like, the boss the time actually said, no, this will never work. Nobody's going to show their ugly feet.
They're definitely putting their own ugly feet in their own mouth now. That's what it is.
Well, ladies and gents, boys and girls, and travellers through Mackay and the Whitsundays, that is the podcast, the episode once again. We've got another one coming up pretty soon, too.
Exactly right. Hey, if you've got anything coming up very soon you want us to know about, too, by the way, while you're here on the Listener app, don't forget to let us know all about it, too, by the way. Love to do it.